What is up, podcast land? Episode number 111, featuring From Lambs to Lions, is brought to you by Silence and Solitude. Based out of Southern New Jersey, Silence and Solitude is a metalcore quintet that consists of Shane Roxas, Colby Hempel, Cody Mitchell, Alexander Coates, and Justin Pomper. The band formed in early 2015 and made their debut in September of the following year, 2016, having spent the previous year writing and recording. And what did they write and record? Well, none other than their debut album, Resurgence, that came out in December of last year, 2016, which debuted at number 20 on the iTunes Metal Charts. Yeah, debuted. That's right, number 20. That means only 19 albums were better, and they were all huge signed bands already. So, number 20? You better get on this, record labels. You better sign my boy, Silence and Solitude. And not only did they come out with Resurgence, they also released music videos for their singles Suffering, Deceiver, and for the cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. But, you know, if you don't want to take my word for it, and if you don't want to take Silence and Solitude's word for it, then you might just be an asshole. But there is one more option you could take. You could take the word from New Transcendence, and they had to say Resurgence is a must-listen for 2016, without a doubt, especially for fans of metal and its subgenres. If you're looking for something that is emotionally powerful, but not too whiny, aggressive, but not hate-filled, and will stand the test of time, this is the album you've been searching for. For more information, visit www.silenceandsolitude.com. Episode 111 is also oh my boys. Episode 111 is also brought to you by Old Self. Based out of Times River, New Jersey, Old Self fleshes out ambient rock melodies with poetic arrangements while using people's stories as the concepts and lyricism for their songs. They help bring people's dark thoughts to the public in a very unique manner. Their hope is to reach out to not only their fan base, but to everyone they come across with in a therapeutic way. Recently pairing up with the nonprofit organization A Voice for the Innocent, they are working on furthering their outreach in hopes that they can help as many people as they can in a positive way through music. For more information, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Old Self Official. Episode 111 is also brought to you by From the Deafs. Formed in 2012, which is a good 5 years ago, From the Deafs is a five-piece metalcore band. Wow. 5-5, look at that. Hailing from Northern New Jersey. They have two releases under their belt, their EP, The Last Time, and their full-length Animosity. Along with playing shows as much as possible, they're writing more music for another release in the near future. For more information, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under From the Deafs NJ. Last but not least, episode 111 is brought to you by 627. Imagine a Foo Fighters and Muse stuffed in an underground studio during the nuclear holocaust, with nothing but Weezer and Radiohead albums to session. Whew, well, yeah. I'd love to be a fly on that wall. Now you can, thanks to 627, delivering the attitude of an underdog and the punch of a champion. 627's chunky guitar riffs, charismatic vocals, and emotional solos are the most beautiful ass-whooping your ears have ever took. For more information, hit up dub7records.com and like them on Facebook at facebook.com/627627. facebook.com/SIXTWOSEVEN, and then the number 627. So, anyways, without further ado, it's me again, and you're going to hear me talk with the boys from Lambs to Lions, and it starts right now.
From out of the wasteland of generic podcasts and radio shows, one has emerged. It prides itself on having conversations with the most talented musicians from all over the world. If you like a boring question and answer interview, this isn't for you. If you want deep conversations about anything and everything, you've come to the right place. Your new favorite show starts now, and its name is Behind the Barricade.
So yeah, I'm doing all right. Just got home from work not too long ago.
Nice.
What about you? What's going on with you?
We're not doing too much. I'm attempting to make my puppy not eat half my house.
Ooh.
But not too much. We just we got home. We did some shopping. We hung out. Got some food.
Nice. So,
just kind of hanging around for the day.
What kind of puppy?
Oh, I have a tiny little Shar Pei Cocker Spaniel mix. She's Aww. Adorable, but I want to die at the same time.
Aww. So what's her favorite thing to chew on that she's not supposed to chew on?
Oh, shoes. Always shoes. It's currently my jacket hanging on my chair right now, but yeah, it's mainly shoes.
Ah, damn.
I'm here, stop. I wish we could have got the rest of the guys here today, but my brother who plays bass for us is in Wisconsin right now with his girlfriend.
Oh, I was about to say, what the hell's in Wisconsin right now?
Yeah. And our guitarist is on tour with his other band right now, so it's just me and Mark here today.
Nice. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So where are you calling from?
We are in... technically Binghamton, New York right now. Kind of like upstate area.
Yeah. Is that right by Syracuse?
It's sort of by Syracuse. It's we're about an hour south of Syracuse right now.
Okay. Just trying to get a location. I'm right like maybe 15 minutes outside of New York City, right in Jersey. So basically, anything past New Jersey is upstate New York to me.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's usually why whenever anyone asks us where we're from, we usually just say upstate, because no one knows where Binghamton is, no one knows about Johnson City, no one knows any of this stuff, so we just say upstate.
Yeah, it's funny, because I even consider, like the Loft in Poughkeepsie, that as upstate, yeah. But, whatever. So, we got going on with the band.
Right now, I was going to say, we just finished up, actually got the final version of our new music video out right now. It's kind of the first single off our new EP that we just did, not too long ago. So we're kind of just waiting to release that. We're waiting to, kind of just get things going. Not too much, but, you know, we're getting there.
Now did she move on from shoes to fingers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to get her off the floor, so.
Oh, God. So I got to check out a little bit of your band. I checked out one song that came out, I believe, like 2 years ago. It was on, I think, Brian Starrs' YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So that was actually the first song we ever released. I believe that was You're Not Alone.
Yeah. How the hell did you get it onto his YouTube? That's pretty cool.
I was gonna say we hit him up. It was a long time ago, and he was still doing interviews and stuff. And we were kind of like talking to him about possibly doing an interview the next time he was in New York. Sadly, it never happened. But yeah, he was just like, I don't know if you guys have any music you want published or anything, or if you're looking to release some, but I'd be more than happy to toss it on my page. It's like, yeah, sure, man. So, I mean, it got us some decent exposure, especially for being our first song that we've ever released. So,
yeah,
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool how everything worked out with that, especially, you know, like you said, your first song onto like a YouTube page with like, what, a million subscribers or some shit like that?
Yeah, something.
Or whatever he's got. Yeah.
He still kills it. So
what the hell is he doing nowadays?
I don't know. I know he had that My Digital Escape shit, and then that all was some huge controversy.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. I haven't really followed much since then. Once he stopped doing interviews, that was kind of the only reason. I mean, at least I watched him for the random interviews and stuff, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw a couple of interviews of him. I'm like, wow, this is really odd. Like, he's asking some really strange questions. So, like, what's your porn star name? I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Who gives a fuck? But hell, I mean, it led to you guys getting exposure, so that's always good.
Yeah, exactly. It was really cool. We had a couple people. There was another. We had our after we released "You're Not Alone," we were able to release our Taylor Swift song through him. Our Taylor Swift cover, like way back. Sadly, that one got taken down due to copyright stuff, which kind of sucked. But
that asshole.
I know. That one. That shot out pretty cool. We had some awesome people commenting and, you know, sharing the video and stuff.
What Taylor Swift song?
It was We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Oh, shit.
Way back. That's still one of our favorite songs to play.
Yeah, and you just released your music video for Closer by the Chainsmokers.
You are correct.
Yes. So is covers like a big thing you guys do, or is it just those two?
We kind of want to make it a decently big thing we do, I guess, because, you know, everyone loves the Punkos pop covers. They're super fun.
Yeah.
Especially doing, like, super fun, catchy shit. Like, you know, I mean, Closer, the second it came out, I was like, I just have to cover this. So, I don't know. They're fun for us, and the fans seem to love them, so it's definitely something they want to keep doing every once in a while. Like, you know, not do covers every single song they release, but at least, you know, one or two per EP, or, you know, every time we hit the studio, at least get one done, which is pretty cool.
Okay, as long as you're not turning into, like, the next Our Last Night.
Yeah, exactly. No, not every single week posting a different cover, so...
Yeah, that is one strange band. Like, I remember seeing them back in, like, 2008, where Trevor was, like, I don't know, 14 or something like that, and I loved their original music, and then they're like, you know what, let's try a cover, and then they did Skyfall, and just fucking exploded for them.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, their YouTube is popping off right now, so, I mean, their page has, I don't even know how many subscribers now.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, they make it work, so.
Yeah, they're doing something right.
Exactly.
And it led them to, I think, main stage at Warped this year.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, I saw they were on Warped Tour, which is awesome. I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, which is exactly how I found out about your band, was through the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah. We're excited for that. I was going to say, we ended up winning it last year, so we got to play main stage last year. So we're hoping for a second time.
For a two-peat.
Two-peat. Can do it.
Yeah. So how was that experience last year? Just winning your, I'm guessing it was the Syracuse show, or?
Scranton, actually. We are kind of more, we play a lot more. Oh, Jesus.
The fuck is going on?
So I have a cat too.
Oh, Jesus.
She's still warming up to the puppy. So.
Oh, now I hear it.
I don't know. But yeah, no, Scranton's usually our main place. We like PA a lot more. We've gotten around in PA a lot more than New York so far. But, so, I mean, last year's turnout for our show, at least, was insane. It was easily the most fun we've ever had, so.
Nice. And you played, what, right as doors opened, or, like, the first band on that, on one of the main stages?
Yep, we opened up the Journeys, I think it was Right Foot stage. So.
Left.
Was it left?
It was left.
It was left? Oh. So yeah, it was an incredible experience. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you end up meeting, like, Kevin Lyman or anyone, really?
I never got to meet Kevin Lyman. Who was it that I took a picture with?
It was the guy with that was he's always the main stage manager.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember.
Tattoo guy, beard guy.
Oh, yeah. The guy on Warped Roadies.
Yeah.
The one with, like, the gray hair, the flowing gray hair, fucking jacked ass body.
He's super fucking majestic.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. It's killing me right now. But yeah, I got to meet him and hang out with him for a little bit. I think it's on my Instagram. Well, yeah, that was
Kenny.
Kenny, yeah.
Kenny, there we go.
You're right. So yeah, I got to hang out with him. We got to chat with Issues for a little bit. I know.
Motionless.
Yeah, Motionless. We chatted with Chungo Captain Chung for a while. But yeah, just getting the passes and kind of just being able to walk around all day backstage and just meet and hang out with a bunch of different bands that, you know, we kind of idolize and look up to is really cool. So.
Yeah, that is awesome. Did you guys end up going to the barbecue after, or were you not invited? I'm not too sure how that works.
Oh, so we were invited to the barbecue, but we were absolutely drained after that day. So we didn't end up hanging around. We had to get up super early. Turns out where we parked was about, you know, maybe, what was it, half a mile to a mile away from the stage. So we had to lug all our shit up there, all the way back. It was just a lot of walking and a lot of moving stuff. And we were, like, dead by the end of the day. So, yeah, sadly we didn't do the barbecue.
Hey, maybe this year when you win it.
I know. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think this is one of my favorite Warped lineups in, oh my God, I can't even, probably 2007, I want to say. So a good 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. I'm making it my goal to see Beartooth for the first time ever, so I'm hoping that happens. Can't remember who else is on there.
Fit for a King's
on there.
Yeah.
There's quite a few bands. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, that whole Monster stage is just stacked. Like, you have Silverstein, you got,
Oh, I forgot Silverstein was on there, too, yeah.
Yeah, Silverstein's on there, Hatebreed, Gwar, and, you know, those are just, like, the heavy hitters. Then you have, shit, I can't think of any other bands. Wow, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's Neck Deep, I know Memphis is on, Memphis Mayfire's on there.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked for. I've been really getting into Bad Omens lately.
Bad Omens, was that, was it Craig Owens?
No, it's Sumerian's newest. I don't know if it's the newest now, but it's one of their newer signings, and they just kind of came out of nowhere. They really did. I love them. We actually, Noah Sebastian is their vocalist, and we planned on recording with him. But sadly, he was in Cali, so we couldn't really make it all the way out there because we didn't want to fly. So we figured driving to Ohio was a little easier than California.
Gotcha. And that was actually Bad Channels. I looked it up. That was Craig Owens' new one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's had a weird roller coaster in the past couple months.
It is. I was going to say, I know, what was it, Chiodos got back together for a little bit, and then they're just like, nah, we're going to stop doing this again.
And the weird part is I think they all quit like the second after they were done playing their final show.
Oh,
like, I don't think Craig knew about it. Like, it was the end of the tour, and they're like, yeah, we're done.
This is rough, too, because so many people were so stoked about, you know, them kind of coming back and reuniting and everything.
Yeah. Dude, I was a huge fan of Drugs, man.
Dude, Drugs was my shit.
Oh, that one God. Album was phenomenal.
Like... Yes, we love doing Drugs, Mark. I loved them. The second they came out and released stuff, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, that was, oof. I don't know, like 6-7 years ago, but.
Yeah.
But for the time, like, that was, like, one of the best supergroups I've heard, because you've seen supergroups come and go, like Chickenfoot was one, and just trying to think. Like, you know, Audioslave was good. I'm trying to think of bad supergroups, and I'm blanking out again. Jesus. But yeah, like, you know. You would say it was basically like the scene's supergroup. You had Craig Owens, you had Nick Martin, you had Matt Good from First to Last. You had the drummer of Matchbook Romance. I forgot his name. Aaron, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I'm at a loss there.
Yeah, and then you had the bass player for Story of the Year.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, that was nuts. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm so pissed I didn't get tickets to see their, I think, one tour they did.
Yeah, no, I can't remember what I was watching. I saw it on my phone one day. I remember, like, I got a new phone, and I did, like an iCloud restore, and then for some reason I had a Drugs documentary on my phone. I'm like, when did this get here? And I remember listening to it. I don't know if there was a video attached or what, but... It was cool to kind of listen to and, like, see how their first tour went and everything.
Yeah, I think their only tour was with Black Veil Brides. I think it was, like, an AP type of tour.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was another band on there that just ended up being ginormous. I want to say, like, Sleeping with Sirens. It was something like that. I'm going to see if I can look that up real quick because it will bother me.
Yeah. Not the same way. But if I can't remember something... But it's on, like, the tip of my tongue. I just need to drop everything I'm doing and look it up. Or it would annoy me all day long.
Yep. Okay, so it was it was them and Black Veil Brides were co-headlining it. Support acts were Versa Emerge, Conditions, and Icy Stars.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Conditions is another band that was fucking phenomenal, and they just, unfortunately, decided to break up.
What was that?
The band Conditions. Have you ever listened to them?
No, I don't think so.
If you're into, like, post-hardcore with, like, pop-punk vocals, definitely listen to it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Can you
not? Was it the dog or the cat?
This is the dog again.
Dog again, got it.
Little Luna.
Oh.
Hey, you're missing out. If it was a video call, I could have shown you her.
I know. What the fuck? Yeah, we really got to get this video thing started.
What are you doing? Marv bought jeans while we were at the mall, and there's tags on the floor, and she's just
going to town. Jeez. So, anything else coming up this summer besides the eventual Warp Tour date?
We're hoping for a possible... I mean, it's currently in the works, but we're hoping for a little tour sometime in June, probably more along the lines of an East Coast little tour. And then hopefully Warp Tour. And then probably going to get back out and go a little bit more, you know, around some places. Probably August, roughly.
Okay.
Still all in the planning phase of everything, but we're pretty hyped.
Yeah, it's definitely the hardest thing to do is to plan a tour and then have it not fall apart like the week before.
I know. So, I mean, it's in the works right now, but who knows what could happen in May. So.
That's true. I mean, you could be picked up by a major label and be sent out on tour with Linkin Park. You never know.
Exactly.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be dope. I'd be all about that.
Hey, but maybe they'll listen to your Closer cover. We're like, we want them.
Right? Fingers crossed.
Hell yeah.
That's why we're kind of spreading that thing like wildfire to get the hype out for the new EP. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. This is the worst place to do it.
Really?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
I was going to say.
It's like, yep, I am totally wasting your time right now.
No, it's cool to hang out and chat with you. Especially, I was going to say, I know you guys just chatted with Johnny, too, so that was really cool. We were trying to listen to that while we were grabbing food, but we didn't have the app up, so we had to wait and download it.
Ah, damn.
But...
Well, it's a little bit of a spoiler alert. I did not do the interview. That was that was Kevin, our other interviewer. He's the kind of guy that just... He's a great interviewer, but it's more like question and answer, and then he gets like into it a little bit. While me, I'm like, let's talk about your dog.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fine. I was gonna say we love Johnny. We miss him. It's been a while. We're hoping to get back with him soon and work on some more stuff.
Yeah, he's been on a tear recently with all the production.
He really has. I know he's doing he's just doing more March Ahead stuff. He's got Bill Murray going on. I know he's just started working with Jared Alonji again for his new album, which is pretty crazy. So,
yeah, I still can't believe that's an actual thing.
I know, right?
Yeah, because I remember listening to it. And I was like, wait, oh, this is not a joke. This is real.
It is 100% real.
Yeah. He's doing it better than people that are actually like established musicians. Not saying he's not, but like...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. God damn. That like that's when you know you should just give up, when you're like, okay, my music is not as good as someone who basically mocks it on YouTube.
Exactly. And he can do every single genre too. Like he's got the harder kind of heavy hitting one. He's got like the pop punk, the pizza, I don't know, something involving pizza or something. Oh, Sunrise Skater Kids.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he had that one music video, I forgot what it was, where he was like in the club and he just started pulling out like random shit.
Oh, I don't know if I saw that one.
I'm trying to think. And pizza was definitely pulled out.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. I don't know, when the hell did that whole thing start with pop punk people loving pizza? I mean, like a normal person, yeah, we enjoy pizza, but like they are fucking hardcore into it.
You know who doesn't like pizza?
Oh.
Marv.
Really?
Right?
I hate pizza.
Why?
Oh, it's just not good.
Not good.
Now, do you have shit pizza up there, or?
Oh, we have an incredible pizza up here.
Okay, so what's the main issue? Just, I'm really curious.
A lot of it is just, some of it's lactose intolerant, but then sometimes I can eat it, but other times it just makes me sick, and then sometimes I can handle it really well, but sometimes I just don't chance it.
Okay, so it's like a tasty laxative, almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm usually the same way. After I eat like 4 or 5 slices, I'm like, okay, this was a total mistake.
Yeah.
It's like getting a Crave case from White Castle, and you're like, I could do this. And then like 16 sliders in, you're like, oh, I see the Lord. I see the light. I'm going towards it.
We have actually only had White Castle once in our entire lives. So.
And that's all you need.
Pretty much at that point. It was very underwhelming than what we expected it to be. So,
yeah, I forgot who I talked to about this, but I think they got like a second life thanks to Harold and Kumar.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. No problem at all as far as that goes. Because I didn't even know White Castle existed until that movie came out. So,
yeah, it was like one of those like garbage restaurants. It's like 59 cents for a little slider. You're like, eh, not really. And then it became like a stoner heaven after that movie, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this is a thing now. But
yeah, we don't really have them around here, so we're kind of bummed. I guess we're not really bummed because it's mad, but I am bummed we don't have Chick-fil-A around here. That breaks my heart.
That does. Oh, my God.
How long were we in Ohio for when we were recording? Well, like 7 days?
Uh-huh. 6-7 days.
Yeah. 6-7 days. I think we had Chick-fil-A 5 out of those days.
Good, as you should.
Gotta take advantage when we can get it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like those chicken sandwiches with the little waffle fries.
Dude, they're amazing. And the Chick-fil-A sauce, I don't know what that is at all, but it's amazing.
Yeah. And I think I think that's the one fast food joint where all the workers enjoy working there.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I've never seen a pissed off worker there.
Oh, they're super nice. I was gonna say when we were in there,
the one lady was just loving her job.
Yeah, we had one of the, I guess she ran like the store's Instagram. First off, I didn't know Chick-fil-A stores had Instagrams on their own.
And that's a new one.
But they were like, oh yeah, can we like take your picture and we'll post you guys up there? It's really cool that you guys stopped in. I was like, yeah, go for it. You'll probably see us plenty more times. So.
Yeah. But by the fifth day, they're like, all right, enough, get out.
I know, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it's like that place, and I want to say like Trader Joe's, where every single employee is like, oh my God, I'm like so super stoked to work here.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, huh? Yeah. I know.
What do you got to say?
Yeah.
Come on, get out of here. Chill. Yeah, I've never been to Trader Joe's either. I'm not even exactly sure what that is.
Oh, it's like a it's like a Whole Foods type of deal, but extremely smaller, and you don't know any of the brands.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, no Trader Joe's for you?
No, apparently not.
No? You don't? Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, Chick-fil-A is a yes, though, right?
Apparently. Okay. I put her down to nap while we were out at the mall getting food, and now she's wide awake and causing trouble.
Well, yeah, she wants to play.
I know.
She don't care about a goddamn interview.
This is my life now.
Yep, and it's going to be her life for the next however long she's still around.
I'd say about 9-10 years, so that's fun.
Now, do you live by yourself, or are you with a significant other, or?
I do live with my significant other. Okay. We got our own little two-bedroom apartment here in Binghamton. I was going to say, Marv's out on his own, too, so. But yeah, it's just me and Marv and the dog today, so, well, and the cat. But.
Yeah.
Because Bay is at work.
Ugh, I hate when fucking people say that.
It's to the point where I say it sarcastically, and now I can't stop saying it. Fucking so.
Ah, it's one of those.
I'll punch you in the face.
Get out of here.
Yeah, what did that stand for again? Before anyone else or some stupid shit?
Wow, that's mad gay.
Dude, I didn't make it up, man.
Oh.
Oh, God. See, this is why the internet generation completely sucks.
Yep. That's happened to me with quite a few words. Like, I have found myself saying lit a lot, and I don't even mean to. It's just I started saying it sarcastically as a joke, and now I can't stop.
Oh, God almighty. What happened to you, Ryan? What happened?
I wish I knew. I wish I could tell you.
Dude, we live in a world where PewDiePie is a thing.
Right? Who makes way more than I ever will in my entire life.
And for what? let me ask you something. How old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23? Okay. All right. I'm 28, and I remember as like a kid playing video games where if I wasn't playing, I'd be pissed off. Now you have kids these days actually watching someone else play video games.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking lazy are you?
Dude, it's crazy. And people make, like, legit money off it.
I still don't know how.
Like, a lot. Like, one of my coworkers, when I'm not doing music stuff, I work for AT&T real quick. Mm-hmm. But one of my coworkers does, like, streaming, like, on Twitch and stuff. So, like, he'll do, like, League of Legends. There's, like, H1Z1, I think it is, something like that. But yeah, he just streams and people like go out of their way to like go and watch him and hang out with him for a little bit and chat. And I'm like, all right. I mean, it's cool. I wish I could do it. If I could make money just by staying home and playing video games, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
I don't know. I think you have to be incredibly good at video games or incredibly bad, where it's almost like a joke.
All right.
I don't know. I'll never understand that. And I'll also never understand, like, YouTubers. Like, for example, I think I watch... I know I watch, like, Bro Science Life. I don't know if you guys watch that. Dom Mazzetti.
No, I don't think so.
He's, like, the only one I could almost tolerate because he kind of makes fun of the whole thing. But I see, you know, stuff like, you know, PewDiePie, and other YouTubers I can't even fucking think of. Like, they look like snobs a little bit, where they're like immature and they're basically going off on that fact, and kids love it.
Dude, I know. It's something like you can make that like a legit job now, which is kind of crazy, but
yeah.
At the same time, it's cool how I guess you can make money via YouTube. I never thought that would be a thing when I saw YouTube existed, so.
Yeah. It used to be, like, a certain amount of people, like, maybe, I think, 10 or 15 creators, and then it just opened the floodgates in a matter of, I'd say, maybe, like, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. It's grown phenomenally.
Yeah. I still don't understand it, and I probably won't understand it, because it's not my generation.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. I think last time, I think myself and Dan checked our YouTube page, I think we made 30 cents because of the podcast. I was like, oh my God, look at us.
Way to go, killing it.
Yes, another 60-something cents, and I get one of those Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we just started our YouTube, like, not too long ago, so it's, I don't even know. I know you have to, like, some ads on there, but I might wait. I don't really make enough off of it to like bother people with ads.
Yeah, and now they're doing something else where if you don't have, I think, 10,000 views on your channel, then you can't make money at all. But you could still have your ads on there, and YouTube makes that money.
Oh, there you go.
So ain't that shit?
Jesus.
Well, that's fucking awesome, guys.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, it just happened not too long ago, which kind of sucks for us because I think we're 9,300 on YouTube. Obviously, our subscribers are all on like iTunes and like Stitcher and like all the podcast apps we have. We do pretty well on that, but like YouTube, like we can't get shit done on YouTube.
Right.
I think our most popular video is a video that we shot at a Danger Kids concert that had like maybe 3,000 or 4,000 views.
Oh yeah, no, unless you're you're down to toss some cash out for ads on YouTube, like for you to promote your video. I mean, it takes a little bit, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say fuck it and just keep it up with iTunes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we don't make money there, but we do sell sponsorships, and that pays us money. Fuck it.
Exactly. Might as well.
Hell yeah. But, I mean, think about it. Like, you guys start up a YouTube channel. You guys get big off of one of your originals. And that song gets maybe, let's say 4,000 or 5,000 views. That generates to, I'd say, a couple cents that you don't even see. So that kind of sucks because YouTube is making money off of your music.
I know. Yeah, that's why even, like, I don't know if they changed it, but I know, like, back when Spotify started, like, there was all these, like, protests and stuff about, like, oh, it's so much to get, like, money off Spotify while they're making a ton off our music. And I don't know how that is right now, but, I mean, I love Spotify. Our Spotify's been actually going pretty good, so I won't complain one bit.
I hear you there, and I remember it was Tyler from the band Being as an Ocean. We were talking about this very subject, and he told me that if you stream an album 14 times, it's the same as paying for it once on iTunes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's all right. Locked. That's pretty cool.
Yep, so all you have to do is just tell your fans to listen to the album once, and just leave it on repeat while they sleep.
Yeah, right?
There you go, that'll really help the band.
Yeah, no, it's getting up there. We have Closer right now. Once Closer hit Spotify, that shot our Spotify up quite a bit, which is pretty cool. Like, it's still growing now. We've got, like, it's got 30,000 streams, and I think it popped us up to, like, 15,000 monthly listeners, which is really cool. So,
nice.
I mean, compared to what we were at before, it, like, shot us up like crazy, which is really cool. So.
Well, that's awesome. So now, question for you about, like, uploading all that. Do you go through, what, CD Baby?
We actually go through Reverb Nation.
Okay.
We have their digital distribution.
Gotcha.
Words are hard. Yeah, we do that. We have, like, a website through them and everything. So it's all kind of just built into one whole solid thing, which is pretty cool. So
okay.
It's usually pretty quick.
Oh, were you about to say something else?
Oh, sorry, I was taking a drink.
Oh.
But yeah, it makes it nice and quick. So, like, if I upload something, it should be up there within, like, 3 days-ish, I'd say, if all is approved and everything.
Well, that's pretty good.
So it's nice. It makes it easy, and it's all kind of on one website rather than going to 10,000 different things.
Oh, that's great. So now, do they take care of the cover song? Like, do they go through, like, the producers and stuff like that, get all the rights and whatever else?
I believe so, because I was going to say that the Closer video actually took a little bit longer to get approved, because I think they actually had to go through all that sort of legal mumbo jumbo to get everything for that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because I remember with my old band, we did a cover of Cisco's Thong Song. And for whatever reason, CD Baby would not let us upload that to Spotify for whatever fucking reason. And we were stuck putting it only up on YouTube. So that kind of fucked things up for us.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's a little odd.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm glad to know that Reverb Nation is actually an option with, having them go through the legal channels and stuff like that for the cover song. And hopefully you make some money off of that. I'm not exactly sure how it works with royalties with a cover.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be totally honest. We just kind of get a statement from them. I was gonna say, they take care of all that, and then they're just like, here's your part. So.
Yeah, you actually made $100, and then after legal fees and our fees, here's 12 cents.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, God. It's a crime, but it's not all at the same time.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, but I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah, all I want is for a $10 or $15 subscription package to Spotify. Yeah. Where, yes, Spotify or Apple Music? Yeah, like a $10 or $15 subscription to Spotify, where $5 of those dollars you could spend, you could give to whatever band you want.
That'd be cool. I'd like that.
Exactly. So if I'm listening to, let's say, you guys, I'm like, wow, I really enjoy this Closer album. I'm going to give you $5, and it's not touched by anyone. You get that. You get that $5 straight up.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like back to the whole Twitch.tv thing. Like, I know you have to pay like $5 to subscribe to someone, and we kind of like that sort of deal.
But yeah, it's like a Patreon almost.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that would help out a lot of music artists out there. If you're, you know, while Spotify still gets the $10 that they used to run everything, the extra $5 actually goes to whatever artist you want. So you'll, I'm guessing like an artist like Drake will be fucking a zillionaire by the time that whole thing is over.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's crazy how they just included streaming now into like the Billboard charts and like the platinum record type of deals.
Right? It actually, I was going to say, I guess it's a good thing because we're kind of keeping up with the times, but it's kind of weird going from, like, album sales to album streams.
Yeah.
So.
It's usually mostly hip-hop that are, like, doing ginormous numbers on streaming, but not too much in album sales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, Chance the Rapper just, I think, maybe went, what, platinum, I think? And, like, I'd say, I want to say about 80 or 85% of his million sales were through streaming.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
This shit is whack.
Not a fan, Mark.
Fuck off.
Now, are you saying that as a Kanye fan, or are you just saying that as a regular hip-hop guy?
I'm just saying that as a, I just listen to metal and like drumming.
Sounds about right.
Come on, you don't appreciate, do you appreciate any hip-hop, or just not Chance?
Yeah, some. A little bit here and there, but I don't really listen to it a lot.
I was gonna say you used to be all about it way back, sorry, but
hang on.
But yeah, I mean that's cool, and you know, it's always good for musicians to listen to other sorts of musics just to get like more, I guess, more of a feeling, and especially with drummers, I think. You know, hip hop would be great for like different types of beats and different types of like drum patterns and stuff like that. So.
Oh yeah, no, it helps them quite a bit. And we try to branch out when we can, especially if we're like just all together, like hanging out in the car. It's a lot nicer to just kind of put on some like chill music or like, you know, not something as heavy because that's what we listen to, you know, all fucking night. But. But if we're just driving somewhere, we'll toss on a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Going back to your Closer cover, there's one fill he did, and I was just fucking blown away at the speed and the accuracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm still just shocked that he can actually do that. But yeah, that's one of them that, like, that's one comment I always see is just, like, oh my gosh, those drums came out of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, they usually do with Marv, so.
Yeah, and actually, I think these comments were better than the Brian Starrs video, where all I saw was the word generic and thrown around. I'm like, they're not really that generic.
I know. I was going to say, keep in mind, that was stuff, that was our first ever song, but.
Yeah.
You know, we've come quite a bit. So.
Yeah, you guys definitely progressed.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked to release the new stuff. It's somewhat of a change from our old one. It's a little more mixed, I guess. We kind of wanted to try a couple different genres, you know, do some lighter songs and do some heavier songs. But no, we wanted to switch it up a little bit and kind of find, you know, where we belong. So
yeah, it's definitely important getting that one sound down because, you know, It's great that bands evolve and not put out the same shit over and over again, but like you have a case like Suicide Silence where you could completely fuck everything up.
Exactly. They tried to pull a Bring Me the Horizon and it went horribly wrong.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Dude, I saw their drummer just blatantly attacking people who were.
Yeah.
Oh, it just was not very well. So.
Yeah, and then you have Eddie going on different interviews saying this is the greatest thing we've ever put out. I'm like,
I heard their I can't remember. It was their album sales in, like, I think it was Australia for the first week dropped like 80% from their first album, or not their previous album's week or something along those lines.
Oh yeah. Jeez, and then it was, I think they only sold like what, like 4,500 over here or something?
Something along those lines, yeah, it was. Oof. Not the greatest idea.
No, they needed that Buffer album. They needed that Sempiternal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, instead of going straight into That's the Spirit, if you're going Bring Me the Horizon terms, yeah.
No, they just did a complete 180 and with no kind of, you know, nudge into it, so.
No, I mean, like, bands like Whitechapel did it right, Lamb of God did it right with the clean singing, getting, it got introduced instead of getting shoved down your throat.
Exactly.
But, actually, a question for you, did you ever think about having someone do maybe backup vocals or, like, backup screams, or are you just still going strong with both the singing and the screaming?
I was going to say, we're still going strong with both right now. I was going to say live, we usually have either my brother or Lee, our guitarist, will do like the backup screams live and stuff.
Okay.
Kind of give me a little break, but.
That's good. I mean, like, looking at a band like A Day to Remember, where Jeremy did that for so fucking long, and thankfully they got Kevin Scaff into the band.
Yeah, exactly. No, he kind of saved them.
Yeah. And they don't utilize them on CD, which completely sucks.
I know there's, I think there was, I don't think it was in the newest album. I think the one previously, I think he had a couple minor singing parts on there, like a couple lines. But I don't think it was, anything too major.
Yeah, did they not realize that he was in a band called Four Letter Lie and he can actually fucking sing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that just drives me so nuts. Especially when Jeremy's like a fucking lunatic on stage, like screaming, then doing cleans, and he's doing well, but it's going to come to one day where he's going to turn into Ollie Sykes and just lose everything.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, he's got to tone it down quite a bit. But.
Yeah. But then you have bands like All That Remains, where Phil Labonte is just still killing it doing both, and you're like, okay, maybe this can happen, but right. everyone's throat is different, everyone's singing style is different, no matter how much person A sounds like person B and stuff like that, and it's hard to judge.
How about Chelsea Grin, though? They are doing it the reverse way.
Oh yeah.
They were all screaming and now they're adding cleans, and they're like four albums in and now they're starting to add cleans.
Oh shit, they want that radio rock money.
That's sick.
Say they're on Rise now, which is interesting.
And they're only doing one U.S. tour this year. One tour.
Really?
It's going on right now. It's almost over with. One tour in the U.S. this year. I guess they're going everywhere
else. Oh, yeah, because it's with Ice Nine.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's hitting up New York City, or did hit up, with, I think, at Gramercy Theater. But.
Yep, that's where it was.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, and plus Rise has been killing it lately. I don't know where the hell they got all that money from. I'm still trying to figure out. But, you know, they're signing bands like Five Finger Death Punch. They just signed the Movie Life. I mean, they're all over the board, but they're getting a lot of great acts instead of, you know, going back 6 years where every single band sounded the exact same way.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember, first it was Chelsea Grin, and then they popped the Devil Wears Prada on there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they brought him back. I think Devil Wears Prada was on Ferret for quite a while, and then they just came back to Rise and put out their latest album that came out last year. I can't remember the name of it, but.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's the space one or something.
It was the one after that. They did the EP, and then I want to say, not Mothership, it was something. I forgot what it was. But yeah, that album came out on there, and Now, probably one of my favorite Rise Records bands is Paris, and I cannot wait for their sophomore album.
Oh, yeah. They've been killing it lately, Paris.
Yeah, they've been skyrocketed out of basically nowhere.
Like, all over the place, but, I mean, props to them. Especially props to Rise for picking them up. Like,
yeah.
That was incredibly smart.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it had something to do with Maddie from A Loss for Words being their manager, so that kind of helps. But yeah, I actually just got two tickets to them. They're playing in Brooklyn, I think, in like 2 weeks or something like that. Free show, so fuck it, why not?
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to say I have a bad feeling, but I'm scared to death for them dropping their sophomore album, because there's such thing as the sophomore slump. And, you know, it kind of sucks where they went from small venues to headlining those small venues and then opening up for Fallout Boy, going overseas, and now we're opening up in amphitheaters and stadiums for Muse.
I know, that still just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I hope they can keep it up, because they're one of the few bands that deserve it, so.
Yeah, and they definitely... They blended both electronic and rock and pop all together, and it just sounds incredible what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. It'll definitely be interesting. It'll also be interesting to see From Lambs to Lions coming up on Warped Tour.
We better see you there. You'll have to swing by a good old Scranton, PA.
What date is that on?
July 10th.
July 10th. Okay, we're definitely playing out Warped Tour. I think we're going to do at least two or three dates. And right now we're doing the New Jersey date. I think we might be doing Long Island in Jones Beach. I think we're doing either Maryland or Virginia. So fuck it, why not throw Scranton on there?
Might as well.
Hell yeah, we're everywhere. We're everywhere else. Why not? All right, guys, I think this is a good place to stop. We've been going for 45 minutes, so good. It was one hell of an interview.
Oh, yeah.
We had nice furry friends join us.
Always. You will never see me and not have furry friends there.
There we go. All right, guys, right before I let you go, we usually play out a song to end each interview. Do you have one in mind? It could be anything by you. It could be any song you're feeling right now.
Take it away, Marv.
Could be anyone by us. Why don't we just do Closer?
Yeah, well, alright. Toss her Closer on there.
Going Closer?
I think so.
Alright, sounds good. Alright, Ryan, Marv, have a killer night. Have a great weekend. Hopefully you're doing something good.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Thank you for chatting with us, man. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Thank you for responding and then doing this less than, I think, what, 24 hours later?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think this was the quickest turnaround we've ever done for a podcast, so.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Hell yes. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, later.
Later.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city in a broke down car, and 4 years no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, and I can't stop, no I can't stop, so baby pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of that mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
as good as the day I met you. I forgot just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play an FLTL song or two. We can jam all the way to Syracuse, okay? I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car. 4 years, no calls. Now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder.